Hello, everyone. My name is Ray.
And I'm Emily, and this is the Revisiting Podcast.
In this podcast, we look back at topics from our childhood and see if they still hold up.
We're really excited about this episode because it's all about concerts, and Ray is a huge concert goer, and I have only been to two.
I have been to over 20.
That is insane.
My family is a really, really big music family. Like, we all love music, so I've been going to them for as long as I can remember.
Oh my goodness. It's the same with me for conventions, but not concerts.
Gotcha.
So the first concert I ever went to was actually a free concert. It was a Bridget Mendler concert, and it was free, and it was in a outlet mall parking lot. And I think we were the only people there that actually meant to show up.
That, like, sounds amazing, actually. I would love it.
A lot of the people that were there literally just were like, oh, is there a concert going on? Because it was free. Like, anyone could walk up and just watch it. It was hilarious.
Okay, I love Bridget Mendler, and I feel like if she wanted to, she could have had, like, an insane music career.
I agree. I think her music is really good.
I agree. My dog is barking. I'm so sorry.
Probably at my dog, who's also barking.
It's a cycle.
Yeah, she was really great in the concert. Mm-hmm. Her manager was really not great.
Really?
So, yeah. So we watched the first 200 people that got in line could get her autograph.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we got in line. We were there with a nanny at the time because, you know, we were much smaller, and so we had a nanny. So we get in line. We're one of the 200 people, which was exciting in and of itself. We get to the front of the line, and, you know, she has a picture that she signs and gives to us. And then we're like, can we get a picture with you? And she was like, yeah, of course. But our manager wouldn't let her come to in front of the table, and she was under this, like, tent, and she couldn't take her glass, like, her sunglasses off. So you don't even know that you're taking a picture of Bridget Mendler.
Oh, really?
You weren't allowed to go behind the table where she was. So you're standing in front of the table. She's sitting at a table in the shade in sunglasses. It was so crazy. And she was like, I mean, I can go to the front table. And the manager was like, no, you can't. It's for your safety and protection.
Wow. Because, yeah, you're...
Yeah, it was interesting. We did take pictures with her, but again, it was kind of awkward.
I remember, this isn't the concert that I was thinking of, but just a quick story. I saw, this is the only mosh pit I was a part of, which is a very me sentence, because it was at a Christian, like, concert situation.
Oh my goodness.
And it had, like, five different Christian bands. And there is this one, because I was there to mainly see one band that I liked, or two. But there was this one before that. It was, and I'm not lying, a New Zealand Christian rap group.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. Their name was Rapture Ruckus, which is, we can unpack that later. And he was up there singing his song, and I was right against the stage, and he had knelt down. And he was just sitting there singing in front of me, and I was just looking at him, and I didn't know what to do. And then my friend elbows me, and I realized he was trying to give me a high five, but I didn't see that for obvious reasons. So I'm blind for any new listeners. So I just sat there, and eventually, when I finally realized what he was doing, I reached up to give him a high five, missed completely, and hit his knee.
Oh my gosh.
Was still singing. So then he just takes my hand and holds my hand, and I look at him and just go, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
And he's laughing and still trying to keep it together while doing his Christian rap about not being popular.
Oh my god.
It was so weird. It feels like a fever dream. It was so strange.
It sounds like a fever dream.
And then I met Four King and Country, which was a band I wanted to meet. And Joel was very nice.
I take it back. I have actually been to three concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always forget that this one was a concert. But You know, I went to, you know, Sadie Robertson.
Yes.
Okay, so I went to her concert thing.
She had a concert?
Okay, so she doesn't sing, so her portion of the concert was her just preaching. But then she had Christian bands singing. And I went there with Olivia, obviously, because for those out there, Olivia's my sister. She's Christian. She's a like youth director person. I'm not really Christian, so, or anything really. So it was I was going for her, you know, but I was enjoying it. And one of the bands up there was Holland.
Oh, it's so cool.
It was amazing. And she sang Lovely. And that's how I knew the song. Like, I got so like obsessed with it because I was like, oh my gosh, this is an amazing song. And yeah, we had VIP pass. So after the concert, which was really good, after the concert, we went backstage to like meet Sadie Robertson, take a picture with her. And uh-huh. then there's like, and like, if you had a VIP pass, you could eat pizza, but like, it was kind of awkward. Like, there weren't a lot of people that got the pass because, like, who's going to get a VIP pass to this Christian, like, preaching concert thing? I don't know. It was like a church. So we were eating, like, this pizza that was honestly pretty bad pizza. But, like, we were eating the pizza. And Holland comes up to us. And she goes, I just wanted to come over here and say that I really like your vibe.
Wow.
And we about died. We were like, oh, my gosh. Are you talking to us?
You like survive.
And we were so excited. And then we just had like a conversation with her. And she was literally so chill. Like, she was just going backstage to get a slice of pizza. And she saw us and was like, oh, I love their vibe. And just came up and talked to us. And we're like, hi.
See, I like Helen because she's one of the Christian artists that like doesn't talk about her chains being broken and use the like water comparison that's in every single Christian song.
Exactly. Lovely is such a good song, though. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. My first concert was not a Christian concert, but you could argue that they were more of a Christian-y band, because folk and Christian tend to overlap sometimes.
Mm, true.
And it was the Avett Brothers, and I've actually seen them twice. The first time I saw them, I did not want to be there at all. I was little. I was in the third grade, and I remember... Well, that wasn't actually my first concert. My first concert was when I was really little. I lost a tooth, and my dad made the band stop playing so they could find my tooth because I dropped it in the grass. But so that wasn't it. But at the Avett Brothers, I did not want to be there. I was cold, and I just did not care. I was like, get over it. I don't want this. And the second time I saw them, I really liked it. But I remember I went to go see... It was three acts traveling together. It was Matt Nathanson, The Fray, and Train. Matt Nathanson has one song called Headphones, which is really good. And then he has another song, which is his popular song called, I think it's like Get Higher, which is not really good and should not be his popular song. Like, it's fine. It's just there. I don't get why it's popular. But he was... My dog agreed with me. He's going to bark for a second. I'm going to let him stop. Okay. But The Fray was really, really good. I don't know if you listen to The Fray that often, but none of their music is, like, necessarily happy at all, which is great for, like, certain moods. But, like, for concerts, it's really weird when you're listening to, like you're trying to, like, sing along and have a good time. And, like, he comes out here with, like, How to Save a Life.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
It's a great song, but, like, not the vibe, man.
Yeah.
And like, You Found Me, again, great song, not it. And they have one song called Live and Let Die, which is like more upbeat, but they closed with that, so like we were all just sad. But then Train was really, really good. Pat Monahan is the lead singer of Train, and like my favorite thing about concerts is crowd interaction. Like, I love it when the artists will talk to the audience and like make it more casual, and that's what he did.
Oh,
like, he would straight up, like, he got a selfie with the audience to send to his wife.
Oh.
That was really, really cute.
That's cool.
And yeah. Then at one, it was super uncomfortable and awkward. I don't know if you know the band Asia. They've had one hit song.
What's
and
the
it was
song?
Heat of the Moment. And it came out, like, in 1970-something.
Probably don't know it, then.
It's fine. Well... they were opening for Journey, and like everyone was there to see Journey. Like, I don't know if anyone that's like, I'm a diehard Asia fan. And they opened, and then they're like, we're gonna sing the song that was the first music video on MTV. So they sang Video Killed the Radio Star, which was not their song. I don't know why they sang it. But in the background the entire time were pictures of the singer of Asia, like the original singer who had passed away.
What?
And they were just showing them on this like big TV screen.
Oh, that's terrible.
At least I think it was a singer. I know it was like a prominent band member, and they were just showing it on the screen. And then they played their most popular song, which is Heat of the Moment, for like 10 minutes, like trying to like milk it, because that's the one that everyone knew was like applauding for. And then after the opening act goes away, you all cheer like, oh, encore, encore. And nobody was cheering for an encore.
Oh,
and the guy comes out, it was described to me, he came out and was like peeking and was waiting for people to cheer for an encore, and nobody would do it. So I stood up and was just screaming encore.
Oh,
like I didn't want it, but I just felt so bad for him.
That's really sad.
Haven't you seen another concert also?
Yes, the other concert I saw was Sabrina Carpenter. Uh-huh. Which I know you hate her, but it's amazing. Again, I got VIP passes to that with my sister. And we get there, obviously, like, you get there early. We got there early. We were standing in this really long line, and the girl behind us was wearing a Hamilton shirt. And, you know, me being me, I turn around, I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your shirt. And that started a concert friendship, okay? So it was me and my sister and this girl and another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we talked in line together. We had fun. It was great. And then it started raining. And so they finally ushered people inside. Like, we were all standing outside.
Ew.
In downtown Atlanta.
Oh, fun.
It was terrible. So we finally, like, get inside and... The first thing you do is, if you have any passes, show points. And we got in line to take pictures with her. It's a really long story, sorry. But we get in line to take pictures with her, and we see everyone that goes. So there's a curtain type thing blocking her from the view of everyone. So you go in, and it's like this private little room area.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a girl would, like, exit from behind the curtain, she was bawling her eyes out.
Why?
And we were so nervous. We're like, what is she doing to these girls? And so we go back there, and they don't let us go together because they're like, no, like, if you want to get single pictures with Sabrina, you have to go separately, or you can go together and only get pictures together. And we're like, okay. So Olivia goes in, and she, like, has a great time, and she leaves, and she's like also kind of crying because she's like so overwhelmed with, like, I don't know. I go back there and I completely forgot my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just standing there like awestruck, which has never happened to me. I've met a bunch of famous people. This has never happened to me. But I was just so excited to meet her, and I just stand there, and she kind of giggles at me, and she like was calling me like such sweet names, and it was amazing. And then the concert itself, like, we were in like the second row, like, we were so close to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very, very amazing, very magical, but also very similar to the thing you said about how no one really goes for the opening artist. These guys that were like the opening artist, they weren't well known at all. Mm-hmm. Because they were from like Australia. And there were probably, I think there were like 10 people in the crowd that were there for those guys. It was funny because, like, people that wanted to be able to stand for Sabrina, like, were sitting down. Like, we were sitting down because, you know, my sister can't stand for a long period of time. So we were sitting down, and I felt so bad because there was like no one standing up cheering for these guys except for like the 10 people in the crowd.
Who were they? Do you know?
I have no idea. You could probably ask Olivia. I don't know who these guys are. But I do know that it was very sad.
Poor guys.
Yeah. They did get a cheer at the end because people weren't, like, totally mean, you know, they would cheer after the songs and then they cheered at the end, but no one was really standing and going like, oh my gosh, we love your music. They were just kind of like, okay, next person, please.
Well, like sometimes the opening artists, like they might be small, but like they'll get really big later. Yeah. I don't have an example of that. I just know it happens.
Yeah.
And like other times they're really good. So like one of the opening bands that I saw was Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
Not Chris Cornell. That's a different guy. Chris Stapleton.
Ah. Oh my gosh. Where was I the other day? Oh, there's a girl in my 4-H and she is singing a song by Chris Stapleton for DPA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's really talented. Like his vocals, like his ability is impressive.
I need to listen to him. I'd literally never heard of him until like yesterday when
this is the modern country person that I know, Emily. Come on.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'll listen to his music. We'll see.
Thank you. Chris Stapleton and Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton's amazing.
I love her.
Dolly Parton is a god, and I love her.
I also would like to be her friend.
I would love to be her friend. I would love to meet her. I feel like she's, like, the sweetest person ever.
I know. She seems so sweet.
I want to, like, meet her. I want to give her a hug. I feel like she gives good hugs.
Yeah, me too. I feel like she's an animal person also. I don't know why. She just gives me very strong, like, I love animals.
Yeah. I feel like you get, like, a seeing eye dog and you go to, like, Dollywood, you'll meet her and she'll come over to you because, like, she'll see that you have, like, a dog and she'll be like, oh my gosh, you have a dog.
I hope so. I would take the dog off this to let Dolly Parton pet it.
Exactly. So, well, that's all the concerts I've been to.
I've been to more, but we don't have to go into them. That would take too long.
Yeah. We were already talking.
So.
Oh, the only other story I have is you said that the concert you went to was Train, and they sang Hey Soul Sister.
Yeah.
Okay, so my brother, he was obsessed with that song. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, it was his favorite song for years. And he would always request to play it, you know, when we were in the car. And we would put it on. But he had a rule that if he was listening to Hey Soul Sister, you could not sing along. Because he has perfect pitch. So, you know, he can hear if it sounds off.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, you ruin the song. If you sing it, stop singing it. And it was so mean. But he did that for years. He would, like, request to play the song. Then we would just have to sit in the car listening to the song with no one singing.
Okay. I also have perfect pitch. Get over it.
Exactly. But he was like, I don't want you to ruin my favorite song. And he was obsessed with that song. I mean, he would play it like on repeat all the time. It was crazy.
That's so weird. Okay, I'm one of those people that if you told me that, I would sing along to it just because you told me not to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've met me. That's what I do.
Good.
I'm like, yeah. Oh. Are we singing along? Oh, I thought you said sing along.
Oh, that's what I thought you wanted me to sing along to it. I'm sorry. I'll just sing louder to make up for it.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's my like story about Hey Soul Sister is the fact that my brother was obsessed with it.
Wow, I cannot believe he wouldn't let you sing along to it.
No, he wouldn't. But when he was a baby, he also wouldn't let my mom sing him a lullaby.
Oh my gosh.
It's a really funny story. So, you know, he's literally an infant, right? Like a child, a baby.
Yeah.
And she's rocking him and she starts to sing a lullaby. And every time she would start, he would reach up and just like put his hand on her mouth to get her to stop.
Oh my gosh.
Like, can you imagine being vetoed by a baby? Like, that's so mean.
My cat does that. It's not the same at all. But like, if you're singing to him, meaning me, if I'm holding him and I am singing to him or talking to him and he gets mad, he'll put his paw over my mouth.
Oh my goodness. That's what Slinky does.
That's Olivia's cat.
I was about to say, oh, that's my sister's cat. He's very sweet, but he's kind of also a brat.
And he's got a lot Manhattan of problems. Manhattan is a brat. He's, yeah, very spoiled.
Yeah, it's hard not to spoil cats.
It really is. All right, well, we've been talking for a long time about cats in concerts.
Yes, we have. So we should go ahead and wrap things up.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We will have our socials in the description if you would like to go follow us.
And don't forget to reach out if you have any questions or any suggestions for what you want to hear in the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. We will talk to you later. Bye. Bye.